Outside Johnson Hall on the sprawling Kirkwood Community College campus, supporters of President Obama all have one major thing on their minds.
My name's Julie Blair. I work at the University of Iowa. I see unemployment as a really big deal for our state still. Just personally, I just know people who are still struggling.
Rich Good, I'm a business agent with the Electricians Union in Cedar Rapids. Keeping the middle class, having the ability to buy goods will stimulate the economy. That's the whole idea of it.
My name is Pamela Anderson, and I write content for companies on the internet to help them rank better with the search engines.
He can't finish the job on 4 years. He inherited a mess.
Inside Johnson Hall, President Obama was back in full campaign swing.
It is good to be back in Cedar Rapids. All right.
The president started his speech with nostalgia, saying he began his presidential campaign here in 2008. And he says with all the money flooding into campaigns, it's hard for voters to stay focused on the issues.
So I know that sometimes it can be tempting to lose interest and to lose heart and to get a little cynical. And frankly, that's what a lot of people are betting that you do. But I'm betting that you won't. I'm betting that you are going to be as fired up as you were in 2008 because you understand the stakes for America.
But not everybody sees it that way. Republican Governor Terry Branstad might define Iowans getting fired up much differently. Here's what he said at his weekly press conference with reporters on Monday about the president's trip to Cedar Rapids.
He's in trouble in Iowa. Iowa launched him, and I think Iowa's going to sink him. And the latest thing is now he wants to try to divide people one against another based on class warfare. The very people that we need to invest and create jobs are afraid to because they're afraid their taxes are going to go up.
But in his speech yesterday, Mr. Obama said the Republicans' way of regulating taxes has been tried.
We don't need more top-down economics. What we need is somebody who's going to fight every single day to grow the middle class because that's how our economy grows. From the middle out, from the bottom up, where everybody's got a shot.
But Bruce Nesmith, a political science professor at Coe College in Cedar Rapids, says both candidates need to keep the focus on the economy in Iowa. And he says the Obama administration's economic performance hasn't been a slam dunk.
I think their policies have been pretty defensible to the extent that they've been able to get them passed, but they haven't defended them in a way that is clear to a lot of people. I mean, you can point to job growth. It's not very strong. You can point to some job growth. Certainly things are better now than they were in spring and summer of 2009. How much that has to do with anything Obama has done is up for debate.
And Nesmith says just because Iowa's unemployment rate is low at 5.1% doesn't mean people aren't still worried about the economy. In Cedar Rapids, I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.